Want to stay ahead of fraudsters and across the latest scams? At Which, we helped prevent an estimated £1.8 million in scam losses last year thanks to our Scam Alert newsletter. And each week we provide more information on the latest scam activity, helping protect you, your family, and your friends. Stay in the know and avoid falling victim to scammers by joining over 450,000 people already signed up to our free Which Scam Alerts. To join them, head to which.co.uk/scamalert and sign up today.
Hello and welcome to the Which Shorts podcast. I'm James Rowe. This is the podcast that brings you the very best from Which, with a weekly taster of some of the brilliant journalism you can expect from your suite of magazines. Today we're looking at motoring. The cars we drive are getting smarter and more technologically advanced, but is this making it harder to drive them safely? Are all of the fancy features causing more confusion and distractions for drivers and keeping their eyes away from the road? In the April edition of Which magazine, we put car controls to the test to find out whether touchscreens or physical controls are the safer choice. Harry Kind reads this investigation by DJ Nagra.
The potential to have your eyes diverted from the road by your own car has never been greater. A higher button count on your car's cockpit used to mark it out as something special, but as cars become more connected, customizable, and feature-packed, physical controls are being replaced by touchscreen displays. It's good news for manufacturers as they can offer an easily replicated digital interface across models. On the face of it, new car buyers get a better experience too. Media, connectivity, and comfort customized at the swipe of a finger. But are we driving into a road safety nightmare? A touchscreen's lack of recognisable physical buttons means the driver diverts their gaze from the road and hands from the wheel, arguably making it as dangerous as using a phone. According to the Royal Society for the Prevention of Accidents, RoSPA, between 2019 and 2022, road crashes attributed to distraction within a vehicle rose by 63%. They represented 4% of all reported accidents in 2022 and resulted in 85 deaths and 899 serious injuries. Although car infotainment systems weren't singled out as the cause, the numbers specifically exclude mobile phone use and could be due in part to the rise of more complicated car tech. So to see how much potential there is for driver distraction when operating a car, we analysed six popular vehicles, three of which feature touchscreen-focused control interfaces, and three with more conventional physical controls. The car choices weren't influenced by their overall Which test score. Gaze detection glasses were used to measure the length of time a driver's eyes were diverted from the road while performing set tasks and negotiating a slalom course at 25 to 30 miles an hour. Drivers also had no previous experience of the vehicles and no optional extras, such as head-up displays, were used. In the case of the BMW 1 Series and Mercedes A-Class, which both had touchscreens in addition to their physical controls, only the latter control type was evaluated. Sitting firmly in the touchscreen camp is the Tesla Model 3, with its 15-inch central display leaving only a tiny number of buttons found on its minimalist dash. Although the design is unconventional, drivers appear to be happy with it, and the car regularly scores highly for owner satisfaction in the Which Car survey. The Mazda 3 is the opposite in its approach. Its most recent iteration forego the touchscreen and is instead operated by a rotary dial, flanked by shortcut keys in the centre console. The four remaining test models represent a mix of touchscreen, dial, and touchpad operated systems, with some of the most popular car manufacturers in the UK. The test had three categories: safety critical functions, climate control, and infotainment, with a 50%, 30%, and 20% weighting respectively against its overall distraction score. All interfaces were available new when tested, though the Mercedes and Tesla interiors have been updated since our test, while an all-new Dacia Duster launches soon. In each car, drivers were asked to activate the hazard warning, dipped beam and fog lights, as well as the windscreen wipers. As expected, these relatively simple tasks took only a few seconds each across our test scores. The exception was the Tesla, for which the average distraction time for operating the lights was more than 30 seconds, due to the controls being nestled in a sub-menu within the touchscreen operating system. Worryingly, the hazard warning light button took over a minute to locate. Some testers couldn't find it at all. Despite having a proper button separate from the touchscreen, its unfamiliar location, in the ceiling near the rearview mirror, meant it wasn't quickly found by people who hadn't driven that car before. Familiarity means these times decrease, but complex touchscreen systems can remain distracting no matter how many times you've used them. And with many car hire companies now operating Tesla Model 3 fleets, the potential number of uninitiated drivers multiplies. More suboptimal than downright distracting were the stalk-based light switches in both the Dacia Duster and Mazda 3, which proved less user-friendly than the immediately intuitive keypad layout of the BMW 1 Series and VW Golf. When touchscreens were better, it was a similar story for frequently operated functions such as temperature and fan control. The Mazda 3 was least distracting thanks to its obvious control panel and large rotary dials, making climate alterations a doddle. The Tesla Model 3 and VW Golf did worse in these tests, with the Golf's unresponsive screen being particularly fiddly to operate on the move. And although its climate can be operated by touch-sensitive sliders on the dashboard rather than the touchscreen, they're not illuminated, making them almost impossible to find at night. While physical climate controls were optimal in our tests, there are differences. The Mercedes A-Class's control panel was criticised for having small and poorly defined buttons with small symbols, which slightly increased average operating times. For more complex tasks, such as programming the sat-nav, answering calls, and finding a radio station, the touchscreen-led VW and Tesla redeemed themselves. Here, the BMWs and the Mazda's rotary control dials, as well as the Mercedes touchpad, were complex to operate and were the most distracting in this respect. This was largely because drivers had to use them to scroll or swipe through lists or an alphabet to make the desired choice, rather than quickly tapping a screen. The difference was stark. Navigating to a destination took an average of 20 seconds in the Golf or Model 3, while drivers of the BMW and Mazda models took a total of 50 seconds. While most people will set the sat-nav before setting off, it shows how complicated it can be, and even minor adjustments while driving are likely to prove to be distracting. Just as you expect every car to have the accelerator and brake in the same position, there's a lot to be said for standardized physical controls for the most important operations. That's particularly true for safety-critical functions such as the hazard lights, a button located in the center of the dashboard, and windscreen wipers, on the stalk to the right of the steering wheel. In models where this differs, most notably in the Tesla Model 3, distraction times go up significantly. Driving lights were quickest to operate via accessible buttons on the dashboard, which was less distracting to uninitiated drivers than light switches integrated into the indicator stalk, or, as in the Mercedes, operated via a rotary dial, which was positioned less prominently. For the least distraction, our tests suggest climate settings should also be controlled by buttons and switches, and ideally be located in a panel separate from the main infotainment system. Rotary knobs for temperature and fan control are ideal, as they're easier to use at a glance or by memory than push buttons, but both are preferable to touchscreen options, which was clunky in the VW and Tesla. Where touchscreens prove superior are for entering complex information such as sat-nav destinations. For this function, rotary controllers are less intuitive and require more time for the driver to operate. It's clear driving an unfamiliar car is when the opportunity for distraction is at its highest, so always take the time to try things out before setting off.
Harry Kind was reading that piece by DJ Nagra, originally published in Which Magazine's April edition. Want to subscribe and get the magazine delivered direct to your door? I'll pop a link to that in the description for today's show. Remember, you can find more articles you'll find useful every day on everything from money and technology to home and garden advice by signing up to one of our many free email newsletters at which.co.uk/newsletters. We'll be back next week for another episode of Which Short, and thanks for listening. Which Short was produced by me, James Rowe, edited by Adrian Bradley, while the exec producer was Grace Farrell.
Hailey Cheer here, host of the Which Money podcast. Join us each week as we bring you the best experts and top advice to help you make the most of your money. From property prices to budgeting, investment platforms to pensions, we'll be here to keep you informed. Here's a taste of what you can expect.
If you had invested £100 in the fund 3 years ago, you'd have just £61 today.
Gosh. Is it worth trusting a website that you don't know to save that 10p, that 20p.
The good news is it does look like we're hovering around the top of the interest rate hike cycle.
If I asked you what you earned a year, you'd be absolutely horrified because we're told we should not talk about money.
Make sure to join us for new episodes every Friday, and I'll see you then.